Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Manesh. Today and all week, we are talking about fallacies. But first, a thank you to our sponsor. International Coffee Farms grows and sells specialty coffee, which sells at a premium price to the commodity coffee market. Boquete Panama Coffee catches very high prices at auction, and as a landowner, you would benefit directly from those high prices. The idea of an offshore investment that is recession-proof intrigues you. Check out International Coffee Farms at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. We are back. Today and all week, we are talking about fallacies. So what is a fallacy? A fallacy is anything that you believe to be true that actually isn't strictly true. You may have lots of evidence to support the story you tell yourself, but nevertheless, it still isn't true. It's a mistaken belief. And today's episode is about the there are no deals fallacy. The true statement is, I haven't been able to find a deal. That would be the correct statement, but to say there are no deals would be incorrect. It's a very disempowering statement. If you ask how I could get a deal, then it opens up the conversation to other possibilities. I can tell you from firsthand experience that I have more opportunities in front of me than I could ever fulfill in the time I have available. That's in an environment where there are no deals. I can tell you that the most successful people I know have the same problem, an abundance of opportunity. Now here's the difference. We don't go hunting for deals. Deals rarely just appear on the internet. They rarely materialize on the MLS. They usually come out of a conversation with someone we know, where there's some kind of business problem at the core of the opportunity. Deals come to us. And so why is that? We've developed a reputation for executing projects well, for raising the necessary capital, and for hiring the right teams to operate our projects. And when you're positioned properly, opportunities will find you. For example, projects we're developing in Lake Charles, Louisiana, are driven by the intense need for all forms of housing. This is a smaller city of about 200,000 people that's experiencing a massive investment in the natural gas and petrochemical sectors. We're talking about $118 billion, that's right, with a B, of natural gas, petrochemical, and seaport expansions over the next decade. And $48 billion of that is already underway. It's a massive shortage of permanent housing, short-term workforce housing, medical office, you name it, they need it. And some local people have clearly known about the opportunity for some time and decided to capitalize on it. But in many cases, they didn't have the access to capital necessary to execute on their vision. That created opportunity for us to step in and acquire some great opportunities. The other end of the spectrum, in virtually every case, when I see projects that are fully leased and stabilized in the market, they're selling for stupid prices. That supports the mistaken belief that there are no deals. And if your only definition of a deal is buying a completed project at a discount, well, then I guess there are no deals. But in truth, I can recreate that same deal using new construction for 25% less than projects are selling for in the open market. That has the makings of a deal. And we see land in the core of many cities selling for very high prices, sometimes $45 a square foot, many cities even higher. And if I told you that you could buy land in a location that's commanding rents of $1,500 or more for a two-bedroom apartment for under $3 a square foot, and that the hard cost of construction is under $125 a square foot, I'd say you have the makings of a deal. And if I told you that you could lease land for 19 cents per square foot per year, and that you could earn $2.24 per square foot on that very same land, I'd say you have the makings of a deal. And these are all current projects that we have underway. None of them were found on the MLS. All of them came straight to us through the process of relationship building. People continue to bring us deals because we make sure they're well compensated. We don't pay our people less, we pay them more. That keeps them coming back for more. It's an abundance mentality that enables us to keep a little less for ourselves on any given project, but more than make up for it on volume and scale of opportunities. And here's the best secret of all. All successful people I know have more opportunity than they can ever fulfill in their lifetime. And without exception, they all have great projects that are just outside their current pipeline that they would be willing to part with. They don't have the ability to execute on them anyway. Great people spill opportunity. So as you're thinking about that and wondering where all the deals are, have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.